Welcome back to 49ers.com. Senior reporter Taylor Price here, joined by our associate digital editor, Andrew Pentis, for a special edition of Cover 2. Why do you ask? Because it's Andrew's first run here on Cover 2. Scott Kegley not with us right now, but Andrew, you'll be out there in Houston with us covering this upcoming fourth and final preseason game. And just to get us ready, we heard from some of the players in the locker room, Colin Kaepernick, Patrick Willis. They talked about what's going on with the offense and defense. And I was right there for Kaepernick's talk, and I was really interested by what he was saying about the strides of this offensive unit. They haven't gotten a touchdown from the first team, but they're looking to do that against Houston. We don't know how much they're going to play in this game, but Kaepernick is definitely, you know, interested in what's going on with that first team unit, and he wants to make sure they get a touchdown against the Texans. Now, I know you were over there with Willis, hearing what he had to say about that linebacker competition next to him, whether it's Chris Borland or Michael Wilhoit. What did you take away from what Patrick had to say?
Patrick was talking about that fourth down play on Sunday. He and Michael Wilhoit basically made the tackle together. He was saying he was very comfortable working with the veteran reserve who's going to fill in for Navarro Bowman at that spot. So he's confident. He was asked about Super Bowl hopes already. We're still in preseason. He said you got to stay hungry. And he's hungry with Michael Wilhoit alongside of him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that linebacker position shakes up in that final game. Vic Fangio earlier today said that Wilhoit is, they have confidence in him and they're going to see if he's the guy, but Chris Borland has one more opportunity to jump ahead of him on the depth chart and play week one against Dallas. Now, this Texans game, it's going to be, you know, exciting for these young players. They have a chance to jump up and seize one of these final roster spots. And I'm looking at the cornerbacks, Kenneth Acker, Dante Johnson. Both guys have been solid in training camp. Can they surpass a veteran like Daryl Morris or Parrish Cox? You never know what's going to happen with some of these positions, but just tell me what you think about that aspect of it. Which player do you think has the best opportunity to jump up and take a job here with the Niners?
Yeah, best opportunity to take a job? I don't know that there are that many spots left, to be honest. We talked earlier about Josh Johnson still being here. He has an opportunity to compete for that number two spot. How much of a chance he really does have, we're not in those meetings, we don't know. But it's him and Blaine Gabbert now for that, fighting for that right to compete to back up Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, the backup quarterback position, that's going to be something under the spotlight this Thursday night with the San Francisco 49ers travel to Houston to take on the Texans in the preseason finale. Once again, for Andrew Pentis and myself, Taylor Price, this has been Cover 2 on 49ers.com.